Life After Life by Kay Stonham and Simon Greenall, starring Warren Mitchell.
Yes, Minetti, so how long have you been here?
A lot longer than you.
Oi, stand up straight and our governor's speaking to you.
And a lot longer than you and all.
So, let me see. Yes, you came in
1968.
1968, for 10 years. Sentenced whilst in prison to an additional 5 for assault on a prison officer. Released December 1982. Reconvicted Jan 1983. Still, at least you were out for Christmas. That was for grievous bodily harm.
It was a knock!
Sentence 15 years takes you to 1998, so you've had no time off for good behaviour.
He hasn't shown any good behaviour.
Right. And what do you feel you've gained from your time here, Minetti?
Well, I tell you, I understand a better the way it works, you know, the criminal justice system.
Really? And you got that from one of our rehabilitation programmes, did you?
No, I got that from bribing the screws.
Ah.
Come on, Matthew, it's 8:20. Have you done your teeth?
Mum, I'm 16.
Well, have you?
I was just about to.
Yeah. Molly?
Of course I have. I'm a girl.
That's true.
Ian, here's a list of what Molly takes to school today, and here's a note and a list for Maria, if she gets up.
You know, they'll put a list on your gravestone, Val. Pick up the cleaning, walk the dog, cancelled the milk, died. Valerie Peters, list in peace.
Well, if it's left to you, Ian, I doubt I'll even get buried. I'll be found 3 months later under a pile of What Car magazine with half a pizza stuck to my leg.
Oh, rubbish. Maria would have found you long before that.
Right. I'm off.
So what does your list say for today? Get kids off to school, pick hardened criminal up from prison, buy extra porridge.
No, actually, it says remind idiot husband his car is due in for service today.
Oh, shit. Damn, why don't you remind me? I'm going to be late now. Matthew, Molly, come on!
Hey.
Hello, Uncle Sid.
Valerie! Hey, blimey. The last time I see you was wearing a blue anorak, too big for you, and pink ski pants, too small. You're still wearing them.
Yeah, you haven't changed much either. For someone who's been working in a leper colony all these years.
Is that what your mother told you?
Yep.
Oh, she don't like having a criminal in the family, you see. Poor old Connie. I wish she was here to see me come out. Did she suffer very much?
What, with her heart trouble?
No, we're living in Billericay. Horrible place. I don't know why she went there.
They did what they thought was best for me, I think, Uncle Sid.
So why are you here now, then? Didn't even know I was in the nick, did you, till you got the governor's letter? Did you, eh? You don't even know me.
No, but your mum's brother. Blood's thicker than water, Uncle Sid.
Yeah, but I might be thicker than both.
Well, I'll take that chance. Mm. Come on, let's get going. It's a long way back to Muswell Hill.
No, you live in Muswell Hill?
Yes.
I don't believe it. It was part of my old manor. Tottenham, Wood Green. Must be some of the old gang still living there. What a bit of luck.
Yes, isn't it? How's your coffee?
Nice, brilliant, this new motorway, don't you, eh? Do a job, whoosh, up the other end of the country a couple of hours. Oh, wasn't like that in my day.
New motor... Oh, I see. Sorry about that. Hello? Oh, hello, darling. Yes, everything's fine. We're still on the new motorway. I mean, the M1, sorry. Yes, OK, right, see you later. OK, bye. That was my husband, Ian.
They're clever, them things, aren't they?
What, mobiles? Mm. Oh, yes. Well, they are until you get the bill.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, sure.
And you can ring people on any phone with this?
Yeah, any phone, other mobiles, anything.
Oh, must make life a lot easier, especially bank jobs.
Yes. You'd have thought they'd have picked up on that in the advertising.
Well, I've got to have one of these for myself.
Uncle Sid, you're not thinking of going back to your old evil ways, are you?
What, at my age? Come off it. Being a gangster's a young man's game. No. I should be looking for some new evil ways.
Oh, right.
So, Sid, is the food all right for you?
I don't know. What is it?
I told you to cook the shepherd's pie I left in the freezer.
Yes, but you never go wrong with Thai, do you? Well, I've got back so late, I thought it would be easier just to get something sent round.
All the way from Thailand? Lummy, takeaways has improved.
No, Uncle Sid, the Thai restaurant, round the corner.
I think Uncle Sid was joking, Molly.
Oh, what was the food like in prison?
Disgusting, darling, but at least you knew it hadn't been walked round the park on a lead.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, some of this oriental food, darling, you throw a stick and it'll bring it back to you.
I don't understand.
Darling, I think Uncle Sid's joking again. At least I hope he is.
Some people used to think that Chinese restaurants cook dogs, Molly.
Dogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and cats. I had a lovely ginger tom once. Chinese restaurant opened up down the road. Boom, never saw him again.
But no one would order cat.
God, they don't tell you it's cat. Of course they don't. They pass it all for chicken.
Isn't that chicken with ginger you're eating, Molly? Maybe that should be chicken with ginger tom.
I'm not eating any more. I think that's horrible.
Oh, it's not true,
he's
darling.
He's joking.
Mind you, of course, in Korea, dog is a delicacy, you see.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
I feel sick.
Not all over me, please.
Look, Molly, think about it. What would be easier? Going out at dead of night, hunting down stray dogs...
And cats.
And cats. Mm. Strangling them, skinning them, disposing of the evidence in case environmental health pop round, or nipping down to Sainsbury's and buying a chicken for $3.99.
How much? Well, it's bloody obvious then, isn't it?
So I expect London's changed quite a bit from the last time you saw it.
Not half. I've never seen so many black...
You must be tired, Sid. Can I show you...
It's all right, Valerie. Another 2 hours till lights out yet. As I was saying, as we was driving along, I never seen so many black...
Why don't you go and watch telly, kids? Yeah. Look at EastEnders or something.
No, thanks, Mum. This is much better than EastEnders. Go on, Uncle Sid.
I never seen so many black bin bags. What's the matter with everyone round here?
Oh, morning, kids.
Oh, what's that delicious smell?
It's bacon. Uncle Sid's made us a huge fire.
All that's missing is a nice bit of bubble.
Oh, now that would tempt me. Mm-hmm. I haven't had bubble and squeak in years. Perhaps I'll just have a little bacon sandwich, eh?
There goes your diet again, Mum.
You don't need to diet, darling.
Yes, she does.
They don't need to. Look at it. She's got a lovely figure, just like your mummy.
Thank you, Sid.
Man needs something to get his hands on.
You can shut up, you two. Have you got everything ready for school?
Yeah, I've got my leotard for funky dance, my homework, research books for my project, and I've done my clarinet practice and put it in the hall.
I bet you didn't have all this lot to worry about when you went to school, eh, Sid?
Nah, I never took nothing to school except my flick knife.
You took a flick knife to school? Really?
Sid?
No, of course I did. I was joking. I was a model pupil. In fact, I went to a very good school.
Did you?
Hmm. It was approved.
That's a really old joke, Uncle Sid.
Well, the old ones are the best ones, darling.
He hasn't even heard any new ones for 30 years.
Thank you.
He's all right. He's a good lad. Look, and remember what I told you. Get in close and try and jab your thumb up inside his eye, or better still... Grab hold of his bottom lip and pull it down hard as you can.
Yeah. What's all that about?
Nothing. Uncle Sid's giving me a bit of help with stage fighting.
That's right, fighting.
We're doing a scene from Romeo and Juliet.
That's right, Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, do you see, some of them Italian birds is a bit angry, you know what I mean? And, go on, pretend I'm coming at you with a razor.
Saber.
Saber. Now, watch out.
Get off, you... Ponce.
Oh, very Shakespearean. Go on, go and get ready, all of you. And make sure this fighting stays on the stage, Matthew.
Yeah.
Ponce. He's only been here one day.
That's home base. That's Tesco's. That's PC World.
What's that then?
It sells PCs.
Really? Now, I've bought many a PC in my time. Once, I even bought a chief superintendent.
That's Toys R Us. It's a toy shop. And those are traffic lights.
Molly, Uncle Sid's been in prison, not on the moon.
I might as well have been, Val. I've done most of my bird in solitary.
Why did they keep you in solitary?
Well, you've got to keep your end up against the screws and chuck.
So what did you do?
Well... I'll give you a little for instance, see? One of the screws, he done punch your miller for gobbing in the food.
Gobbing in the food? food?
No, it means spitting, Mum.
I know what it means, Matthew, but why would anyone spit in someone else's food?
Well, in the East End, it's traditional revenge for low tipping, see? Like when Eric Mantoni tipped me and Billy McFadden £20, only £20, for straightening a witness at his brother's trial.
You spat in his food?
No, we set fire to his jag. But it's the same difference.
So anyway, the screw's done, Punchy Miller.
Yeah, yeah. And so me and Jimmy DeHeel, they call him that because he wiggles about a lot, you know, decided to pay back the screws what done him. So, listen, we dosed the whole of the prison water supply with laxative.
How did you do that?
Well, see, what we've done, we all complained that we got constipation, see, twice a week in turn so we could save up enough laxative, right? Then we got one of the cleaners to say there was a leak in the water tank, see? Then we go and mend it, and we dump the whole lot in there. And bingo, all the screws is on the cars here for a whole week.
Brilliant.
But how long did all this take you?
3 years.
3 years? What's the point of that?
Well, you know the old saying, darling, revenge, my girl, is a dish best eaten cold.
Yeah, but not kept in the deep freeze. I mean, those people would have had no idea what they were being punished for.
Don't matter, we knew.
Yeah, but all the time, the effort, the planning involved. Why did you do it?
Well, you've got to keep busy, ain't you?
Come on, we've got children to get to school, you know!
I don't give a toss now, pull over!
No!
Blimey. What's going on, then?
Nothing. The school runs always like this. Thank goodness, it's Molly's last year.
It's chaos. All them birds driving all them big cars.
I better break it gently, Uncle Sid. Women have the vote now.
I don't mind the women having the vote, but something important like driving a Merc, you know, Ian. You need a man. A big car like that's too heavy for a woman.
No, it's all power steerings and automatics now, Uncle Sid. Even Mum can do it.
Oh, God, we're never going to get apart. Look, Sid, if I stop here for a moment by the crossing, will you stay in the car? I've just got to run in and see Molly's teacher.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Who's that in your car, then? Your granddad?
No, my mum's uncle.
And he's been in prison since Cilla Black was a pop star.
Oh, cool. Lucky.
Look, guys, I think it's best if we don't... I mean, it's not a secret that Uncle Sid's been to prison, but I...
But you don't want us to tell anyone?
No, I just think it's not worth mentioning it, that's all. And anyway, he's only going to be staying a week or two.
Oh, can't we keep him?
We've never had any grannies or granddads around.
Or a dog.
Yeah.
Look, this is not pet rescue.
You're ashamed of him.
Well, if you can't be ashamed of having an armed robber in the family, Matthew, what can you be ashamed of?
Well, I thought we were supposed to respect people who are different.
I think that's only if they're from another country.
No, it isn't, Molly. Look, Daddy and Uncle Sid and I will discuss what we're going to do and decide together, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
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 Jessica, guess what? My mum's uncle's a real bank robber.
Could you move your car, please? You're in my driveway.
What?
You're blocking my drive. This happens every morning.
All right, mate. Now, where's the button? I'll turn him on. Whew. That's clever, no button.
Come on, I'm going to get to work.
All right, keep your hair on.
Watch out!
The brakes is better now, ain't they?
Mind what you're doing, this is a crossing. Can't you read? Stop. Children crossing.
I don't believe it. It can't be. Ada!
I don't know. They should make them take another test when they get to that age.
Ada! Well, where's the bloody window winder? Ada! Good. More buttons. Sunroof. No. Windscreen. Sod it! Ada! Oh, I'm ever so glad to see you, Ada. You know, I didn't recognise Muswell Hill.
We've gone up market since you left, you know.
I can see that, girl. I'll bet them posh mums and dads don't know their nice lollipop lady used to work in a knocking shop.
No. But some of the granddads do.
Yeah.
You come in here, Sid.
What for?
A bit of what you fancy.
In a church, Ada? Till after 30 years, I'm not going to say no. Blimey. What's this then? Strong drink in God's house?
That's a free house now. The brewery made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss me. Squeeze me, honey, honey, squeeze
Uncle
me.
Sid.
What?
Where on earth have you been?
I've been to church.
Very funny. And what about my car this morning? I could have been towed away.
Yeah, sorry about that, darling. I had to have a word with the lollipop lady.
Well, it wasn't very helpful. You can see that it's bad enough down at the school in the mornings without you making things worse.
Listen, my friend Ada, the lollipop lady, she can't cope, see, so tomorrow I'm going to give her a hand. Lights out, I think. Oh, Sid's on a job.
You've got a job, Uncle Sid? You do mean you've got a job, don't you, Uncle Sid?
Mum, look, there's Uncle Sid. Stop and talk to him.
I don't seem to have any choice. What is he doing?
What's your bell? Hiya, kids.
What's going on, Uncle Sid?
Well, listen, I've got a bit of a system workout, see? Right, you just dropping off today?
Yes, actually, I need to talk to you.
Well, you can park in the driveway number 27 over there, the one with the white garage doors.
But that's someone's drive.
It's all right, it's all sorted. Come on, move off. Girl, move off. You're causing a queue.
All right.
Mummy, what's Uncle Sid doing?
I'm not really sure. He seems to be telling everyone where to park. Oh, well, if he says it's all right. Now, remember, Katie's mum is giving you a lift home tonight. Matthew's out, so I'll have to check with Uncle Sid to see if he's going to be in.
What about Maria?
Darling, I'm afraid Maria's gone back to Slovenia. Her mother's ill.
Good.
That's not very nice.
Well, I didn't like her. I never liked the au pairs. They eat all the chocolate spread.
Oh, here's Uncle Sid.
Hang on a minute, love. Oi, not there, mate. Go past the school and park on the grass to the left.
Why can't I park here?
Because I'm telling you.
Sid, will you be in when Molly gets home from school?
Well, yeah, should be. Come on, mate, come on. You're holding up the traffic.
Okay, thanks. I'll be back about 6:30.
Right, TTF in. Now, are you moving or not?
Why should I?
Because it's good for your teeth.
I'm home.
Hi, Mum. I'm in the living room.
What's all this?
Uncle Sid bought it for me. I've got crisps, sweets, 3 different kinds of pop. Matthew's got a real beer for later.
Pop? What is this, an evening comedy? Where's Uncle Sid?
He's gone to the flicks with Ada.
I see, it is an evening comedy.
He said, don't do him any tea because him and Ada are going to the chippy.
Chip shop, please, chip shop, Molly. You mean he's just left you on your own? When did he go out?
About 4:30. They've gone to the boozer. Pub first. Mum, you're in the way of the telly.
Have you done your homework?
No, I've been watching The Italian Job. Uncle Sid
got it for you, don't tell me. I don't believe this. Right, Molly, it's your spelling test tomorrow, so get learning.
Mum, I was watching that. Uncle Sid said he wants done a job a bit like it.
Did a job a bit like it, not done, did. Has Dad rang? Rung.
Don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, hello. This is a message for Mr. Minetti. It's Mrs. Mulholland from Trinity High. Ada has told me that you're the one responsible for the immense improvement in the morning parking situation at the school gate. May I just say how very grateful we all are for your help, and please keep up the good work. I wish we'd managed to get hold of you years ago. Bye.
Yes, unfortunately, Scotland Yard managed to get hold of him first.
Right, Sid. Yeah, I won't be back till about 9 tonight, and I had a big lunch, so don't worry about any dinner. I'll maybe have a bacon sandwich with you at supper time. Bye. Would you ask Val to record Top Gear for me?
Charming. I don't remember changing the message to "This is the answer phone of Sid Minetti."
No, it was Uncle Sid.
What? When he walked in here yesterday, he'd never even seen an answer phone. This is awful. Uncle Sid's completely taking over this family.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing working, Molly?
Yes. Speak now, Uncle Sid.
Right, Ada, if it's you calling, I've had to shoot off early, so I want to go down to Sammy's, order me the new suit, all right? Anyway, I'll see you in the boozer, 4:30. And then we'll eat about 7, then we go to the flicks. In time to bag our place in the back row, eh? Right there. Right, see you later.
If you want to leave a message.
Oh, yeah. If you want to leave a message...
For Molly.
Matthew. And the ginger Tom.
Uncle Sid, is that you?
No, it's me. Oh, did you record Top Gear?
Oh, hello, darling. It's nice to be home. How was your day? Everything all right with the kids? Look, I bought us a nice bottle of wine on my way home from work.
Did you? Great.
No, I was being you. That's what you should have said.
Oh, I see. So, oh, I'm sorry, love. Tell you what, let's open the wine, snuggle up on the sofa and tell me all about it.
Ian, there isn't any wine. I didn't buy any. That's what you should have done.
Well, I wish you'd said. I came right past the off-licence.
And another thing. Where's he getting all this money from? New suit, nights out at the pub.
Yeah, slap-up meal at Scoffs.
Scoffs? The kid said he was going down the chippy, not dining out at the most expensive fish and chip restaurant in North London.
Oh, yeah, but it's the best. I said he'd better take Ada there if he wanted to make an impression.
Brilliant. My God, do you think he'll bring her back here and have rampant geriatric sex in the spare room?
No. I said if he was on a promise, he could use our room.
What?
No, it was a joke. It's a joke. I'm joking.
I hate you, you... ponce.
Ah, Sid, I've got a lot on next week. Can you up me to a £10 spot instead of the usual 5?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, mate, but there's a lot of demand, you see, for the £10 spots. I'm going to have to disappoint someone, you know what
All right. Will this help at all?
Oh, well, yeah. That should take the sting out of it, though. See what I can do. Thanks.
Uncle Sid. Tell me you're not selling the parking spaces nearest to the school.
Of course not. Of course I'm not selling the parking spaces near to the school. I'm renting them.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. It works, doesn't it? And people are obviously willing to pay.
Am I the only one with any morals round here? It's extortion, Ian. If you're willing to pay Uncle Sid's protection money, you get a nice empty space near the school. If not, forget it. You might as well park in Balham.
Well, at least you know where you are.
Oh, yeah, up the creek without a paddle unless you cough up. And how does he persuade people who won't pay to walk miles every morning?
Hello. Oh, Mr. Mulholland, how are you? Oh, yes. Yes, oh, right, I see. Well, yes, of course. Yeah, I'll have a word with him as soon as he comes in. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm sure there must be some very simple explanation. Right, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Bye. Well, that's that little mystery solved.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's worked out, hasn't it? Everything's sweet.
The three parents with upturned bins on the top of their cars aren't sweet, I can tell you.
Well, you know what dustmen are like.
Oh, come on, Sid. They were the only three parents who refused to abide by your system.
It's circumstantial evidence, Phil. They can't touch you with it.
That is it. I wash my hands of you. Once a liar and a criminal, always a liar and a criminal. I've tried to help. I've tried to make up for, you know, but you can't. You're just an ungrateful old git.
Mum, you swore.
See? You're pulling us all down to your level.
Hey. Well, that's it then, eh? Pack my bags, I suppose.
You're going to do a runner?
Yeah.
Why did you do those bad things?
I don't know. The force of habit, I suppose.
Can't you just give the money back?
I've spent it.
What, all of it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a novelty having cash in my hands again. It did work, though, didn't it, eh? Got you to school in after time.
Yeah. Isn't there a way you could do the same thing, only without the violent bit?
What do you mean, blackmail?
No, blackmail's just as bad as violence.
It can't be. Even Mrs. Mulholland does that.
What are you on about, Molly?
Dad says the way Mrs. Mulholland squeezes the parents for school funds is downright blackmail.
Molly, I think you've just had a brilliant idea. Of course, we'll have to try and borrow the money from someone.
Hi, I'm home.
Well, Mr. Minetti, I never doubted for a minute that there was some misunderstanding at work here. And your idea of getting parents to contribute to school funds in return for privileged parking spaces is nothing short of ingenious. But Molly, I'm shocked at you, tipping rubbish onto other people's cars. I'm very, very disappointed. Do you realise that you could be suspended?
Yes, miss.
Well, have you got anything to say for yourself?
I don't know what came over me. Things were getting really difficult at home, and when another au pair left, I just... My mum and dad are always at work. There's never any chocolate spread.
Don't overdo it, girl.
Trouble at home is no excuse, Molly. I have to apply the same standards of punishment right through the school. I got no choice but to...
I forgot to mention, Mr. Mulholland, here's the contributions that I already received from the parents. I think you'll find there's about 300 smackers in there. Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
300 smackers? Pounds?
And between you and me, ma'am, I think the situation should sort itself out. I mean, now she's got a responsible member of the family to keep an eye on her.
Yes, sir. Well, in view of your great-uncle's generous offer to supervise you, we'll overlook this one lapse. But remember, you're on probation.
I know that. How did you know... Oh, I see, you mean Molly. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're on probation, young lady, right?
Right, Uncle Sid.
Right.
Life After Life was written by Kay Stonham and Simon Greenall. It starred Warren Mitchell as Sid, Kay Stonham as Val, Simon Greenall as Ian, Avril Elgar as Ada, Josh Friedman as Matthew, Molly Friedman as Molly, Will Ing as the Governor, and Annie Hulley as the Headmistress. The programme was produced by Jane Bertou.